This is part two of a pair of reports from James River and Warm Springs District Ranger Elizabeth McNichols.
Habitat message. Throughout the past 100 years, a variety of insects, diseases, and plant species have been introduced to the United States and spread onto the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests. Exotic, alien, introduced, non-indigenous, and non-native are all synonyms for species that humans intentionally or unintentionally introduced into an area outside of the species' natural range. These non-native organisms often are considered pests because they have no natural enemies or are naturally controlling agent, and their unchecked spread can significantly damage native ecosystems and forest communities. Non-natives were introduced with the earliest European immigrants, but new introductions continue today. Purposeful introductions were for game management, wildlife habitat enhancement, industrial development, soil erosion protection, or just to remind settlers of their first homes far away, among other reasons. Accidental introductions have been through unintended releases and biological hitchhiking on vehicles, personal effects, or trade goods. While many non-native species have minimal or even beneficial impact, some can cause problems. Invasive non-natives disrupt complex native ecological communities, jeopardize endangered native plants and animals, and degrade native habitats. Hybridization with exotics alters the genetic integrity of native species. Examples of invasive non-natives found on the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests include the chestnut blight, reduced the American chestnut from a dominant tree species on this forest to a minor understory shrub. Gypsy moths were brought to this country in 1869 for genetic crosses to create a more productive silkworm. It was accidentally released near Boston, Massachusetts. Millions of trees died during the epidemic of 1986 to 1995. Hemlock woolly adelgids were accidentally introduced into this country on imported hemlock nursery stock. The insect has killed thousands of hemlocks, destroying valuable shaded riparian habitat along streams and springs. European starlings were introduced into the country in the late 1880s. They are known to compete with native cavity nesting birds and have documented ill effects upon northern flickers and red-headed woodpeckers. Kudzu vine was originally brought to America in 1876 to decorate house arbors. It was later used in the U.S. to control erosion along highways. It now covers millions of acres in the South. Tree of heaven was brought into this country in the 1780s for arboretum plantings. It escaped to dominate mid-Atlantic forest edges and openings. Other significant non-native pests include beech bark disease, butternut canker, emerald ash borer, dogwood anthracnose, multifloral rose, and autumn olive. Large areas of uniformly aged forests are particularly vulnerable to both native and non-native forest pest epidemics. Numerous non-native invasive plants have been documented across the George Washington National Forest, and many infested sites present an immediate threat to natural communities, rare species sites, and other sites of high public interest. If invasive non-natives are not actively and aggressively managed, the forest is at risk of losing a significant portion of its biological resources. Today's quote comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson, an American essayist, lecturer, philosopher, and poet. He said, "The creation of 1,000 forests is in 1 acorn." For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Elizabeth McNichols.